I'm joined in studio by artist, theatre maker and facilitator Gráinne Hallahan. Have I pronounced that right? It is
you
Hallahan.
Have indeed, thank you. It's a hard surname. Lots of people can't pronounce it, so you did well.
I'm dyslexic.
Oh, okay.
And I look at things and I say, am I going to pronounce this right? And what I've found lately is people are putting Y's in places. And I'm looking at them and how do you pronounce that one?
Well, you did it perfectly, yeah. So well done.
And I even remembered to turn on your mic. I often do that. I forget. I start chatting away to people and I've forgotten to turn on their mic. Everyone can hear me, but nobody can hear the guest.
That's a bit egotistical, Michael.
I'm not saying it's not on purpose. But what I was going to say, you are holding a workshop today. And it's for people affected by aphasia.
Yes.
And that's out in the Dreher Theatre this evening at 6:15.
Exactly, spot on. We're starting a new project, which I'm really excited about, over the next coming month. So it's kicking off tonight and running until February. And we may have a little performance then in March, depending on what the participants want. And you're very right, it's about aphasia. Which is a condition that affects the language center of the brain, and it affects people's ability to remember things or to use words. So basically it severely affects people's ability to communicate, and often it is as a result of a brain injury or stroke is a big cause of aphasia.
Now, funny you should say that, because I'm just after getting off the phone with a gentleman, and hopefully he's listening in, Shay Gibson.
Okay.
He's actually an old classmate of my brother's.
Right.
And he's going out, and I was meant to be going out to Rush today as well, to another gentleman called Paddy Tobin.
Right.
Who is out in Rush, and Paddy suffered a very severe stroke.
Okay.
About 2 years ago, and he's bedridden and he has difficulty communicating,
right,
and so forth. So I just wanted to throw that out there and say hello to Shay. And Paddy probably not listening, but I know Shay is probably listening, driving out to see Paddy.
Right, okay.
But also I was going to say, my mother suffered from a thing called vascular dementia.
Okay, right.
And it started off by her losing the ability to say certain words.
Right, yeah.
Like she'd be talking to us here, but next thing she'd throw in cat.
Yes, yeah.
And you're going,
Where did that come from?
But she's meant to say chair or something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Is that in the way
it's yes, that can that's quite similar to aphasia. But it manifests differently depending on the person. It's unique in every person. Some people will have low language function. Others will find it difficult to understand words, whether they're written or spoken. Others have some memory problems. Sometimes you'll get, not specifically because of the aphasia, but because of the brain injury or stroke in particular, you may get some mobility difficulties as well. But it's the effects of the communication disorder that we're really looking at, and that we're really kind of excited about theatre being able to play around with. But exactly what can happen is somebody wants to say a word, they know the word they want to say, but the wrong word comes out. So you can imagine how frustrating that is for somebody. And somebody who may have been an excellent communicator, may have used words as part of their career, to then all of a sudden have a stroke and not be able to communicate in a world that communicates in a certain way, is very difficult. And can be extremely isolating for people.
I totally see that. And what I also see is the benefit of the workshop and theatre.
Yes.
If I can put it a different, maybe look at it a different way, it's like someone going out running, training for running, you know, getting yourself fitter and so forth, and being able to run and maybe run a marathon or a half marathon or something like that. I see it the exact same way, is that you're training yourself within the theatre, it's the same basic idea.
Yeah, exactly. You're basically using skills without even realizing you're using them, and that's the magic, I think, because I'm not a healthcare professional. I am a theatre artist. I'm a professional theatre artist. But the magic of the arts engagement is you get to come and partake in this accessible format, which we have made accessible with specifics towards aphasia, and you get a chance to try and forget your condition for a moment, but you're utilizing the skills that will improve your condition. So it's like a happy accident, really, mm-hmm. because you're utilizing you know, your body language skills, how to communicate via your body language, gesture, facial expression. And that's a part of the project too. It's to realize that there's many ways to communicate. We don't have to sound the same. It's about giving people the option to try different things, you know.
Yeah, as they say, in another life, I worked for Tesco. And I was the PR for property.
Okay.
For Tesco. So I went around the whole country meeting all sorts of different people from different backgrounds, you name it. And my job was to sell Tesco.
Okay,
to
yes.
people, you know, we wanted to build a store in the town or something like that. And it's just what you were saying about body language, all different ways of communicating. It's, you're so right, because in the job that I'm doing, you have to be able to read people.
Yes.
You know, you can use the exact same words, but you can have so many different meanings
Absolutely.
Out of that word. And just watching how they held themselves, how they put those words across.
Yes.
The emphasis.
Intonation.
Yeah.
So even the sound. So we've one brilliant gentleman, Brian, who I've worked with previously, and his verbal function is very challenged. It's probably not going to change at this stage, but I think he's the one of the best communicators. He's an absolute show off. He's a born performer, I think.
He's a bit like yourself then.
I show off, yes, sometimes. but the way he communicates, I think it's very clear. And he would use sound a lot. So he would sometimes break into song, not necessarily using words, but using the different sounds. He's getting his meaning across to you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think is interesting about this project is it's about looking at our attempts to try to understand each other more. You know, mm-hmm. not to say things have to be done this way. And if we don't communicate this way, then we're not making sense. That's not correct. I think everybody makes sense in their own way when you try to understand them and take the time to understand them. And that's what I'm interested in with this project and using theatre for that.
Yeah, I understand how it's going to be, you know, very valuable for people mm-hmm. with aphasia. But I also see it could be very valuable for just the general public as well, to learn those kind of skills.
I hope so. I mean, that's what's interesting me about the project. The first time I became properly involved with this is about a year and a half ago. I was asked to do a pilot project in Trinity with the speech and language department. And I ran a little pilot project facilitating theatre workshops. And that was one of the first experiences I had with participants who had aphasia using our theatre skills. And I realised this is so interesting. It's about people. It's about listening to people and getting to know people and forgetting about their challenges or their differences, but just working around those things. And we found, myself and my colleague Anya Nilera, who an Irish actor and theatre maker who's also involved in this project, found that once we got to know the chaps who were involved, you didn't really think about the condition, you know. It comes natural. The conversation becomes natural between people because you know what they like and dislike, and you find out about their past a little bit, and it becomes natural to deal with. Yeah.
To deal with. Yeah. And you're doing this in conjunction with Fingal County Council?
Exactly. Yeah. Fingal have been fantastic. They've been very interested in the project since I brought it to them a year ago, a little over a year ago. and they helped support me go to, I went working in Canada over the summer with a theatre company in Canada who have been doing this for 23 years, a company called Théâtre Physique in Montreal.
I'm not going to even try and say that.
Actually, it was an amazing opportunity to learn with them, but it was also really interesting because French is their first language. So when I was in doing the work with them, they spoke French 90% of the time. Now I have some French, like basic French from my Leaving Cert, so you can imagine in some ways it felt like some of the frustrations that a person who has aphasia may be feeling, I could imagine, because I was trying to understand things and reading the body language and the scenario in the group that was going on, and then trying to find my French words myself. But that company are amazing. They've been working for 23 years. The success that they've had, they're based in a hospital in Montreal, and they would be funded by the Canadian health boards because of the work that they do. They would hold workshops Monday to Friday for hundreds of people who have aphasia from various parts of Canada, and they would put on professional productions several times a year with these participants who have aphasia. It's fascinating and an excellent model, I think, for us to look at. And I'm excited to bring back a tiny bit of the amazing work that they've done there and try to give it to the people we have here in Ireland, so they may enjoy some of it.
And I think there's an important thing to say here is that people with aphasia, they have a difficulty communicating, getting out the message that they want to get out, but they actually know what they want to say. If there isn't a problem inside, it's just getting it out is the problem.
Absolutely.
And sometimes, and I know, and this is only from the experience with my own mother, we can get frustrated and we can get, what would you say, we can start to think this person is you know, maybe he's
silly.
Got other problems.
People would
silly.
Say things like this. Exactly.
But you've got to understand
they're not.
How frustrating it must be for that person who knows what they want to say and just can't get that message out.
Yeah, and it's our job in it. You know, I believe in equality. I believe in access for all, particularly as an artist in the arts. I think it's very important that we offer arts engagement to everybody. And that's what this is about. It's about giving this group an opportunity to even be involved in the Irish art sector, and to listen when the people are frustrated and trying to get their ideas out, to give the chance for those ideas to come out, because everyone's idea matters, obviously.
And sometimes they, you know, when you actually, and I find it, when you actually listen to people,
yes,
and you allow people express what they want, sometimes they come out with some brilliant ideas and some real insights.
Yes,
you know, because it, a lot of these people have had totally different experiences of life and lived lives in different ways than we have, and they have total different insights, and suddenly it opens your eyes to things once that communication happens.
Exactly. And it's with the different experience, I guess in some ways for many of the people they feel like they have a new life, because they are the same person but their whole life has changed, because their capacity to communicate in the same world is not there, but the world is not adapting to them at all. So there's an identity crisis that goes on, and the great thing about support groups like this is the opportunity to be around people that are going through similar experiences to you, and you realise you're not alone, and the opportunity to share those insights and different experiences will happen then, you know.
Now, the workshops are going to happen as a... Are they going to happen every Friday?
Thursdays, they're mainly going to be on Thursdays over the next number of months. Yeah. So this evening we are having our launch open night, which I'm really excited about. I'm very excited that it's happening. I'm very grateful to Fingal County Council and to Create Irish Collaborative Arts and the Arts Council for making this happen. I've obviously been working away, ploughing away at it for a good year and a half now to try and make it happen. So it's exciting that it is. And tonight would be a great night if there is anybody listening at the moment who has aphasia and would like to come along and hear about this. It is happening in Dríoch Theatre tonight. Sign up at 6:15 p.m. And it will run till 7:30, and we're going to do a presentation of our work and some examples of the workshop exercises that we will be doing going forward over the next number of months. And then afterwards, we're going to bring participants who have aphasia to a fantastic Dublin Theatre Festival show called Home, which you may have heard about, Michael, already. Mm-hmm. It's based around Dublin 15. It was on RT News there a week or so ago. And it's 20 plays about local people in the community in Dublin 15, directed by Veronica Coburn and created by an amazing array of fantastic theatre artists. So that's what's happening this evening. So if anybody wants to come along to that, please do. We would love to have you. And you can contact me to let me know you are coming, please, on 086-062-1393. Or you could email me on halahag@tcd.ie. So after tonight's open night, then yes, we will be carrying on the workshops over the next number of months. And the aim is to equip our participants with basic theatre skills. Also, I have a fantastic composer musician called Robbie Blake, who's going to be doing some facilitation work with us. And he is going to equip the participants with some musical engagement skills. And then a fantastic choreographer, Jessie Keenan, who just finished a show in the Dublin Fringe Festival. So she's going to offer us some movement arts engagement also. So yeah, we're excited about meeting our new participants and getting down to the art.
And I take it if someone can't get along tonight, because it's a bit of short notice.
Yes.
But if they can't get along tonight,
call me.
They can call you.
Absolutely.
Or contact you, and they
express an interest.
Yeah, yeah. And they can come along to the next one.
Yes, potentially, definitely. We're going to try and get people involved as best we can. In terms of the week-to-week shows, I won't take a massive number of people because I want to make sure that everyone's needs are met and everyone has a quality experience. But for sure, contact me, because hopefully this is the first of many, and I'm going to try and engage people as best I can throughout the project. I want it to be an offering for as many people as is possible, you know?
Yeah, I have to say, I think this is such a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
And once again, I think of this as like PE or exercise. It's mm-hmm. It's like getting out and getting fit. It's just in a different way.
Yeah.
And I think it'll help so many people.
Yeah. I think even us as artists, like the amount, like I have developed so much, I think, even through the process of the work I have done with the people. Like, it's an amazing project to be involved in, to see human beings reaching to be their best is always an amazing experience, you know. We're very hopeful that it will help a lot of people, and that it's going to be a good experience. And yeah, I would see it as holistic training, nearly, you know, you're saying.
Yeah.
It's training.
Yeah.
There, I think it can run complementary to the medical systems that are already there in place. The HSE, we give out a lot about it, but you know, it's a free health service at the end of the day for all its nuts and bolts. Hopefully we're going to improve a lot over the next 5 years, and I would see community based after supports like this holistic approaches that complement the fantastic work that the healthcare professionals are doing to be a way forward. They have a big history of it in Canada, and the results that they achieved there are massive. And I think Ireland going forward, you see it with our mental health sector, I think we can achieve a lot through models like this.
And tell me this, in the Canadian
company,
yeah, do they kind of mix artists with aphasia and artists without aphasia, you know, that there's the crossing over, and there's that engagement between people who haven't got the aphasia and people who have got aphasia?
Absolutely. It's run by theatre artists. It was founded by a lady who was a theatre professional, and that's where the idea came from. She did arts workshops with the participants, and the focus is on engagement, enjoyment of the art form. It's the happy coincidence that it helps the condition, and bit by bit people tend to develop extra confidence, extra communication skills, and a new peer group as well. Mm-hmm. Because when you're working on an arts project like that with people, you tend to create a bond.
Yeah.
Because you've got to work together to make things.
Plus, people meet other people with aphasia.
Yes.
And say, I'm not alone.
Exactly, which is so important.
Yeah, it really is. Because yeah, we all want to be part of a community.
Yes.
And
especially when we're struggling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, Gráinne, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
It's opened my eyes, and it's, as I said to you, it's something I really think is a benefit. I think it's a great thing to do.
It's a nice project. We're delighted it's happening, and grateful to Fingal County Council for helping us make it happen, and the Arts Council. And yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem.